Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. The purpose of my call, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American?
Native American.
Native American, thank you. And what is your age?
37.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of different issues, concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to most focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means very important, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here's the first issue or concern. Reducing crime and gun violence. From 0 to 10, how important do you think that is?
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10 as well.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Protecting abortion and productive rights.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
An eight.
Thank you. Okay, now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
50-50.
Okay, so we have somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove. Which one would you go with?
Somewhat disapprove.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable and warm towards them. 50, you're right in the middle, so-so. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one, Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100.
50,
thank you. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
80.
Thank you. All right. Now, I want you to, I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means very important, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means not important at all. You could choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. From 0 to 100.
100.
I'm sorry. From 0 to 10. So that's a 10. Got you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults. 0 to 10.
An 8.
Okay. And preventing underage tobacco use. Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Sorry, you say the question again?
Most definitely. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or opposed?
Opposed.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I guess oppose.
Oppose. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, got you. Oh, okay, you said somewhat. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I wouldn't know.
Thank you. No, no problem. Appreciate that. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are there other issues more important right now?
I think it's important.
Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention of education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products? Or B, prohibition to an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors. Son of a bitch.